I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Peru's government has extended a state of emergency in the capital, Lima, and surrounding areas. It suspends freedom of movement and assembly. Clashes between protesters and police have killed dozens since the December arrest of the former president, Pedro Castillo. Annabel Torrealba with Transworld Radio says,
our partner, he said that the reason of these riots are really emanated from discontent of the population, motivated by politicians in Peru. He said that some of them could be foreign groups. In the background, it seems that it's because they want this new president to go out of the power and some of the member of the Congress also.
TWR programming reaches about 60% of Peru, pointing to hope in Jesus. Pray for peace and justice and ask God to strengthen the TWR team. And a recent study from Barna Research examined how veterans in the United States view and use their God-given talents. Veterans scored higher than their civilian counterparts in technical, management, and entrepreneurial skills. But transitioning these gifts from the military to the civilian world isn't always easy. Army veteran Steve Prince leads Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries.
Sometimes it can be challenging. My first job in the military as a Stinger gunner was to shoot down airplanes, and there's not much of a demand for that in peacetime.
While some veterans struggle to find the right job, others carry additional baggage in the form of trauma. Warrior Set Free helps these vets experience healing through Christ.
We don't give them advice. We show them what Scripture says. We only want to give them solid truth.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.